This is Jay Cooley with Rethink Tech, where we provide you your daily dose of what's up in emerging technology. On today's news, Amazon plans to get Alexa to run your life, what we've learned since Voyager 2 left the solar system, and why America isn't equipped for the new rules of war. Get your friends to join in on the fun. Sign up, subscribe, like, share this podcast for your daily dose of new emerging technology. On first up on the news, Amazon wants to run your life, and first, it must know everything about you in order to do so. The creator of the famous voice assistant dreams to know a world where Alexa is everywhere, anticipating your every need. Amazon's ambition is by embedding this software in more than 85,000 smart home products, from TVs, doorbells, smart devices, you name it. Amazon has turned Alexa into an empire, and it's only getting started. Now, what's next? The company wants the voice assistant to move from passive to a more proactive interaction, says Rohit Prasad, the Alexa's head scientist, that is. Rather than wait for it and respond to requests, that Alexa will anticipate what you actually might need and want for. For example, if you are asking for booking a movie ticket, hey, go ahead and book me a movie ticket. The device could then ask you if you want to also make a reservation at a restaurant or call an Uber, making the next steps much more accessible and easier. The role of AI is that these new abilities will require Alexa's AI to get far more sophisticated with a few years. And this is going to happen soon, right? Combining various data sources and using machine learning methods to conduct higher level reasoning. Now, this aggregation will take some time, so this will be implemented within the next few years. This has been a goal of artificial intelligence researchers for decades and would be an incredible achievement once accomplished. Now, there is an elephant in the room. These changes have critical privacy implications, resting on an assumption that Alexa will follow you everywhere and be the primary interface of how you coordinate your life. So that means providing it insight and information on things that you may not even have access to. But let's see what Alexa does in the next few years. Up next, the five things we've learned since the Voyager 2 left the solar system. As a reminder, 1 year ago, NASA's Voyager 2 probe just became the second human-made object in history to exit the solar system. It was launched in 1977, just 16 days before its twin Voyager 1, which exited the solar system in 2012. Now it's sent back in its first messages from the interstellar space. Now, what we've learned since then, though, is that the outermost region of the solar system, which is referred to as the bubble, seems to leak in both ways. And we don't know why. We never knew why this. Its boundary is also a more uniform and sharper than we thought. So you can see a strict divide between the galaxies of where it starts and where it's ending. So that's really cool. Now, the more lessons that we've learned is that the sun's influence goes beyond the solar system, lending support to the idea that it could have an impact on the evolution of living things on extraterrestrial worlds. It is, in fact, in this planetary system and elsewhere. That's crazy. I did not know the sun provides more resources to other people and other extracurricular activities than we thought. Next up, and then lastly on the news, is why America isn't equipped for the new rules of war. And this is because they're doing it all. Russia, China, Iran, they're all fighting these things called shadow wars, and they're very effective. This was said by an ex-paratrooper and an academic, Sean McFate. His manifesto is that thousands of U.S. troops died in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the country has flushed $6 trillion down the toilet. Yet, it has the best military in the world. So what's the problem? Well, his strategic IQ, he believes that his strategic IQ is low, and rather than focusing on expensive weapons, we should beef up the political warfare, strategic influence, economic might, and deception. So maybe have a little bit of a budget awareness and probably spread out the budget to other tactical reasons than just having good machinery. Well, and this is, for example, if the U.S. wanted a China, if we U.S. wanted China out of the South China Sea, rather than throwing carrier groups into the region, it would be better covertly supporting the URs as an internal regime security would steal Beijing's attention away. It's the sort of tactic the U.S. deployed during the Cold War. So being strategic, playing the chess play rather than just going in brute force attack. In the radical plans, McFaith says that he'd slash the Department of Defense budget in half, completely, and divert spending to the State Department. So more localized understanding. So that's a different perspective. So what does McFaith think that this could do? This could definitely change the way we think of American war and American side of the war, right? The story has to change from just investing in awesome, awesome, great weaponry to an actual strategic play of chess. Now, we've all been waiting for this, the top 10 must reads. But first, before we get to that, a little word from our sponsors here at Anchor. And the moment of the show we've all been waiting for, the top 10 must knows. I've combined the internet to find out what today's most fun, important, scary, fascinating stories are about technology. And we'll start it off by a simple number 10 being that Microsoft gave its employees in Japan a 4-day work week. And the research and the study shows they were so much more happier. Not only that, but they also significantly much more productive. So this is something that you need to share with your boss. Now, number 9, researchers have developed a new way for robots to find your front door. Mapping is usually hard, so they've provided a new device or new technology that allows them to use clues to navigate their environment. Let's see what robots can do next. Number 8, a woman's brain staved off her family's Alzheimer's. Her rare genetic mutation is being studied for future drug development. Interesting. So Alzheimer's breakthrough potentially. Number 9, we might have gotten the shape of the universe wrong. A new study shows that it may be curved around itself like a spear and not as flat as we thought. Interesting. Number 6, a Chinese professor is suing a zoo over its use of facial recognition data. Wow. There is a growing backlash against the technology inside China and its specifically use of facial recognition data. Now, let me throw you an add-on on that. Microsoft and Amazon are actually at the center of facial recognition lawsuit within the U.S. as well. So this is going to be playing out in the year 2020 really strong of how compliances and rules work with facial recognition data. Number 5, the internet is getting less free and less private. It's mostly down to the growth in online election interference and government surveillance. So piggybacking off of number 6, the facial recognition data, year 2020, that's all this is going to be about. Trust me, compliance, protection, government interference, and all of the above. Number 4, screen time might be physically changing kids' brains. Now, this is interesting. Lots of time in front of screens is linked to a lower level of language and literacy skills within children. This is a new age development, something that we've never seen. I did not personally grow up with technology in my face. I was born in 92, and I still had some time before a device, like a phone, came into my face, and I was just staring down at it all the time. I grew up in an era where Game Boy was probably the only device possible that I could play with, so quite interesting to see how it's changing the way kids are growing. Number 3, one Bitcoin whale might have fueled the currency's price spike in 2017. Now, a little side note, a whale is somebody who has a lot of Bitcoin. It's pretty much the big whale of the ocean, right? So someone who has a big influence in the Bitcoin market. Well, that year in 2017, the Bitcoin price jumped from under $1,000 to just over $19,000. Wow. And on a quick tidbit, a gang of criminals in Iceland tried to steal millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin. Yikes, that's scary. Number 2, hackers can use lasers to send commands to your smart speakers. Oh my God. Another add to the list and large growing list of vulnerabilities that humans have today in the technology era. Beware and be careful of your technology. These things are open items. Anyone can attack and probe at you. Beware. Number 1, Trump thought that the Paris deal was too expensive. Wait until he sees the cost of the climate change. His administration just began the process of withdrawing from the landmark agreement this week, and they have no clue what's ahead of them. They have no clue how much it's going to cost to actually make these climate changes, and if they believe even that this cost is going to make it work. And those are your top 10 must-knows about for today. On the last tidbit of the day is the quote of the day. Let's end it off with an interesting note. Here we are. I'm not just going to watch someone saying they're going to kill themselves and ignore it and hope for the best. This is by Jorg Bildem, a 22-year-old Norwegian woman, explains to the BBC why she monitors Instagram and intervenes to help suicidal users, who are most of them are teenage girls. And on that note, those are all your top 10 knows about and all your daily dosy merge upgrade. Let's get you loaded and rocked on Rethink Tech, where we provide you your daily dose of what's up in emerging technology. This is your boy, Jay Cooley. Peace.